Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Waking you. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yo, wake up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, man, Toy Drive starts tomorrow.
Yes, it does.
Woo-wee. Very excited.
Tomorrow at this time, we'll be prepping for me to go up on the scaffold. Hopefully the rain will hold off until we can get up there and get some stuff situated, but...
Right.
A lot of the models that I'm seeing now, you know, that everybody is a future cast thing. They show the blob go over the valley. It don't look good. Just doesn't. Maybe the but you know what? As long as we're setting records, the worst day one in Toy Drive history. Last year was a memorable one.
Yeah.
As far as bad weather.
Angry tent.
Yeah, Angry Tent is gone. Shift Pod 2 is now in its place.
I'm excited to see it. It literally looks like something straight off of Mars.
It might be a little big.
Is it big?
It's 12 by 12.
Oof.
It's big.
That's big.
Hey, real quick, to explain Angry Tent, you know how a tent is with wind, and Chet would have to try to stay in the thing, and the thing would get blown flat to the ground. And there were many videos last year during Toy Drive of the tent just with the wind.
Well, and because the wind would blow from the north.
Yeah.
So you'd have the door, and it kind of looked like the mouth.
Yeah.
And so it looked like
it was trying to eat people.
Angry Tent. I want to go into West Sahara. And you hear the wind howling in the back. Well, I should have pulled up one of those videos and had that available for play.
We'll find it later. We'll post it.
Too late now. Let us play Practice Your Thanks. Elizabeth?
Yep.
Time to practice your thanks. What's the worst gift that you think? Can you hear us, by the way?
Well, I'm sorry. What was the worst gift I've ever gotten?
Okay, first question. You can hear us okay?
Yes.
Okay. It's always funny when you say somebody's name and they go, yes, and then they go, hello? And I'm like, what just happened?
I don't understand.
Oh, you're all right. What's the worst gift you ever got?
Probably I don't think I've ever gotten a really bad gift.
Worst gift?
I've got an ugly sweater. There we go.
Those are awesome, though.
Yeah, my dad was king of the drugstore gift.
Oh yes,
dad was king.
Bag of M&Ms.
Dad was king of the drugstore gift. No, like sweatshirt.
Oh. I love that for some reason. Because it would just become a gag year after year.
It's like a Seahawks sweatshirt, but it was just written in block letters on the front of it.
Right. it's like those Las Vegas sweatshirts. You're like, that's not officially licensed merchandise or anything.
I don't think so. Who would like to give Elizabeth their gift? Anyone want to volunteer?
I'll go.
All right, Elizabeth, here comes your gift from Kayla.
Elizabeth, I'm going to open it up real quick. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. Tearing open.
Oh, this looks like a good one. Elizabeth, your gift is a crochet your own shoelaces kit.
Oh my gosh, you shouldn't have. Thank you so much.
Not convinced.
See, you can make your own. Look at these colorful shoelaces I'm wearing. See, it looks like a rainbow. You can make your own just like mine.
It's DIY.
Yeah, I'm gonna save mine because I'm afraid I won't have anything left. Okay, I'll do it. No, you know what? This is so great. Can I tell you something right now, Kayla?
What?
I had one of these 4 years ago, and I've been looking for one ever since.
Yes.
Where? Oh my God! Where did you find this?
Amazon.
Because I really want to know where the hell you got this thing. Where did you find it?
Amazon.
Oh
yes.
Amazon. My goodness, that's so great. Thank you.
If that's real, you're all getting one.
Thank you. Have a good day. All right, Samantha, you ready?
I'm ready.
We screened everybody else out, and the third one dropped off.
Oh.
So we might need one more to play at 702-364-9898 if you'd like to. Spence, do you want to give her
a gift? Yeah, I'd like to. Let me open the door up for Samantha. Oh, goodness.
Samantha might get two gifts.
Samantha.
Oh, I have it already.
It's a bottle of Herbal Essence shampoo with a card with a crisp American $1 bill in it.
Wow. I can go get the...
conditioner for that at the dollar store. I love it.
I believe her.
I believe her.
Little Jess, are you convinced?
I'm convinced.
Little Jess is kind of skeptical on stuff on occasion. Yeah. You're convinced.
Yeah.
I love this.
Story. By the way, it was a real gift from my Aunt Mildred when I was 10 years old.
No, it
That's
wasn't.
A true story.
That is a true story.
Oh, here, my God. My Aunt Mary. My Aunt Mary used to give us the shampoos from the hotels as Christmas gifts. It was quite hilarious.
Well, at least my aunt actually bought a real bottle, but, you know, that's cool.
Samantha, and by the way, there might be dual purpose to this. We might be actually asking if you're going to like this or not. So if you don't mind, could I open up another gift for you?
Sure.
Oh, great. Good. Because I'm already doing it. Oh, look at this. It's back rub coupons from Spence.
Back rub from Spence? I can't wait.
By the way, amazing. I find you very believable.
Yes.
Very believable.
Samantha, by the way, there's a little extra that comes with that back rub.
Flip the coupon.
Comes with every back rub.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I think that present under the tree is closest to Spence. Oh, wait. We have to see. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry. Would you like a Christmas gift?
I would.
Okay, good. Spence is closest to the one there for you.
Says Sherry on it from Santa.
Oh.
Oh, my God, Sherry. It's a trucker hat with Yellowstone Park written on it.
That's great. I just saw one last year.
You're stealing my bit.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous, Sherry. I have a shirt that says Yellowstone Park on it, and that trucker hat would go so well with it.
Listen, all I can say right now is there better be another one of those under the tree with my name on it.
I've always wanted to be to Yellowstone Park. This is the closest thing that I've ever seen to being there. It's almost like being there.
Almost.
Well, oh, look. I can smell geyser.
Mine smells like trucker. All right, Sherry. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy toy drive, Eve.
Sherry's not impressed with this.
She's not impressed with any of this.
No, Sherry's like, you are not funny. Where's my prize?
Yeah. She really thought she was getting one.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe. I don't know.
She's going to call later and go, I want my Yellowstone Park trucker hat.
Little Jess?
Yes.
Would you like a gift?
I would like a gift, yeah.
I think Kayla really wants to give her one.
I really do.
Because
really
well,
I'm closest to the tree anyway, okay. So let's open it up real quick.
Hold on. Oh, good.
All right. Oh, big one here. Oh, it's a bedazzled pencil pouch recycled from last year's gifts.
Awesome. I can see it from wherever I'm sitting in the room.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Awesome. No, well played.
All right.
I am convinced.
No, you've done this before. Oh, wait, do you mind? Do you smoke?
Sure.
For the sake of the bit, yes.
What time of the day is it? What day of the week is it? Well, then you'll like this.
Okay.
Look, we all worked on this together.
Yeah.
And we made you a homemade ashtray with your names, you know, like in the actual bottom of it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 420 every day.
You're so.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
There was also a possibility of having a dead turtle or a piece of plywood with your name written on it in Sharpie.
Oh, dead turtle.
Well, he wasn't. Not when I wrapped him.
No, of course not.
Just gave somebody Mojave Max. Oh, that's
oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Just care. Boy, yeah, don't shake the box.
Don't.
Not that you could. It's really heavy. This is bad. Somebody's going to complain. I could about that.
It was
about
not, just for the record, it was
don't
not
Don't do
Mojave
that, kid.
Max.
Stay away from Mojave Max.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
He's in danger.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
First and foremost, Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by the Mitsubishi Las Vegas Bowl, Sam Boyd Stadium, Saturday, December 15th. That'll be here before you know.
All right.
Yeah, now it's all over. This could be anybody. This looks, there's all, the more bowl projections you read, the more different answers you will get.
Yep.
We were talking about it the other day, and I'm like, oh, look, it's going to be Arizona State and such and such.
Yeah.
Fresno State.
Well, it's either who's playing in the championship?
Well, Boise right now is on top of Utah State in the Mountain Division, and then Fresno State, I think, is leading.
Right,
the
and they
West.
Play and they play for the championship.
Right, the top two teams, I would think.
Yeah. So I don't know how. Would you say Boise's on top?
Boise and Utah State are tied. So I don't know if they've played yet or who has the advantage.
No, they played last week.
Oh, did
I
they?
I thought. And Boise. So anyway, whatever that is, it's going to be, but it's great and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. It's one of my favorite things to do. It happens, you know, right after Toy Drive, and I'm involved in all of those events. And it's just a blast. College football is just, it's the best.
It's awesome.
It's just, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So that is on the way. Oh, and Toy Drive starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was the other thing I just wanted to remind you of. Toy Drive starts tomorrow. Lil Jeff, by the way, how stoked are you for Toy Drive? Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous. Yeah. I kind of wish I was out there with you guys so I could really feel it. So over the weekend, I'll have to take my son out there and check it out.
Are you at the controls on Saturday morning?
No.
Sunday morning? No?
Okay. Monday through Friday. Okay.
Okay. No, this is all going to be very interesting this year. We got a lot of new butts in new seats. But there's, you know, the core group is here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you won't know the difference. We'll just do our thing, and hopefully we'll one more toy, one more bike, one more gift card, because we got 80 charities that are waiting.
They got kids that need you.
Yeah.
I mean, we told the story earlier this morning of Eric, single dad, tried to make his life better, got into the medical field, and he's got training in medical billing, started to go to work for a temp agency. He's only had two jobs since he went back to school a year ago. Been out of work for 5 months, nothing full-time for the last 5 months.
Yeah.
Working 20 hours a week out at the airport at something that doesn't pay a whole lot. He's got two kids. His mom's helping him pay the rent, but mom used the retirement savings so he could go back to school with the idea that he could pay her back.
Yeah.
It's a mess. So on top of that, you want to crush this guy's will by having a look at his kids and go, yeah, sorry, Santa couldn't find our house. No way, man.
No.
No way. Not while we're here. So that's why.
Yeah.
Toy Drive starts tomorrow. So I'm sorry, little Jess, who's on the phone?
Jimmy Sisko of Henderson.
Jimmy Sisko, how are you, brother?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
I love that name.
Have you not played Spence's Challenge a number of times yourself?
I've tried a couple times.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Sisko sounds like he's from some mob movie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Great name.
Yeah.
I was just
quiet,
thinking of like dancing.
Quiet about somewhere. That. You don't need a visit.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need a visit for
he was
Jimmy.
At college.
Yeah, Jimmy would like to keep that quiet.
Don't make me come down there.
Jimmy, we got a pair of tickets for you to go to our advanced screening of Bumblebee on the 18th of December at the AMC Town Square Theaters. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, brother. We'll see you at Toy Drive.
Hey, definitely. Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
And go Rebels tonight. Mountain West, Missouri Valley Showdown or whatever they call that thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's an ESPN game. That's why we play at 7:30. But that's going tonight. We play Valparaiso.
Cool.
Valpo. Playing Valpo.
All right.
On the television. So that'll be cool. Hey, before we get to that, though, Jimmy, while you're still hanging out.
Yes.
Kayla, bust out those candy canes.
Okay.
Is there anything open?
No, but.
We were going to play around. Oh, can we not? I should have said something. I thought about it earlier, but then we got talking about something else.
Get a candy cane.
We're going to play candy cane karaoke. So here's the deal. Do you have to put the whole candy cane in your mouth?
Yes.
How many candy canes? Just one?
All of it.
All of it? Oh, my God.
All of one candy cane?
Yeah, let's see how it works. I don't know how big Kayla's mouth is.
We're really not that big. Chet has the biggest mouth out of all of us.
Yeah, ooh. I win Chubby Bunny every year.
Yeah, he does.
It's science.
You got some competition.
You got a big mouth?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I didn't want to admit that, but then I was
don't
like.
Don't get weird about it.
Yeah. Meantime, shut
don't
your pie
tell
hole.
Me anything.
Oh, that's not very nice.
I know. I was
well,
just joking.
She's just here to help.
Be good to the help.
How does one?
Not the help.
To help. You're just here to help, not the help. How's that one candy cane working for you?
It's good. Can you hear me?
Put it in. Yeah, so you broke it into three pieces?
That's the only way I can put it.
And put it in sideways. That's awesome.
Are you opening another one?
Spence is making her take another one down.
Geez, I can hear it too clearly.
Oh, man.
Jimmy, you good? Do you have time?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
This is going to be good.
So what in half? Are we going one and a half? Oh, don't put it in my mouth. Weird.
Right.
What you said last night. Oh, that's really inappropriate. I apologize.
Is it good? Is it good, right?
I think she could use another one from that other bucket.
I'm sorry. HR is calling.
I have to go. All right. Two candy canes. Ready? Two candy canes.
Two. Okay, hang on. Okay, so you're going to sing. How's this working? You're going to sing a Christmas carol, and we got to guess what it is?
Yeah.
But won't we guess it just off the melody?
Yeah, you'll know the melody. I just think it's for fun to hear her sing with a candy cane.
You know what? I think, can we do it this way? Let me just throw this out there. And if yes or no.
Okay.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I can't.
You need to spit?
Breathe.
It's not doing really well. I have two candy canes in my mouth.
I know this is bad to say because this is unseemly.
This is sounding X-rated.
Right? Well, because I was going to ask her if she needs to,
no.
You need to swallow your spit.
I'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, and by the way, your breath is amazingly fresh.
Yeah. When with your red lipstick that you put on today, I'm still trying to figure out who's coming in.
Oh, boy.
How many candy canes do you have in your mouth now?
Two whole candy canes.
Okay, that's pretty good. So instead of doing the melody, which you'd be able to figure out, you know what I mean? Because if you went, we'd all know that that's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
Should you have to read, because she has lyrics in front of her, should you just have to read lyrics?
I'll read lyrics. You want to try guys?
Yeah, just try reading lyrics. Let's see.
Okay. Welcome home from my house.
No, no, don't sing.
Okay. Welcome home from my house, Christmas Eve. You can stay here.
That's good noise.
Good. You can stay here for the king and Santa.
She's got peppermint drool. That's nasty.
It's all over the
place. I'm coming in to help you.
Napkins stat, Jess. Napkins.
Okay, now try it. Now try it singing, because I think I know what it is.
Okay, Grandma got a new reindeer.
Oh no, that's easy. You just said what it is. You just said what it is.
Did I? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Which way is better, Jimmy Sisko? Just to do the lyrics, or to actually try and sing?
I got it right off the beginning, so the lyrics is actually better.
Maybe the lyrics is okay. Are two candy canes enough or too much?
You got to get like a half one more.
Perhaps.
I couldn't even call my mouth right now.
And I think we should only play this with Kayla.
Yeah,
I think so. I don't think Spence and I need to be involved.
Instead of candy cane karaoke, should be Kayla's candy cane.
Oh, are you kidding? Are you kidding? It's perfect.
Yeah.
Jimmy, don't you think so?
No. I agree.
The listeners have spoken.
That is not fair.
Jimmy said so.
The deal, I even got the candy canes
there was
for us.
No
and now,
deal.
You're, now it's firing back on me right
no,
now.
No, 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 no. Not at all. We're making you the star.
Oh, good. Yep. Yes.
No. We're putting you in the spotlight.
2.5 candy canes.
Kayla's candy cane karaoke.
Okay.
I think that's brilliant,
Spence. I love it.
Awesome.
I think it's brilliant too, Chet. I concur.
With your brilliance?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's decided.
Oh, good.
All right. Yeah. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So, when are you going to load up with candy canes again?
Oh, right now. I could do it. I prepped my 2.5 candy canes. Thanks, yep. Jimmy Sisko.
Yeah, Jimmy Sisko says 2.5 candy canes.
Okay.
And I think we do. Throw away your lyrics. Whatever copies of lyrics you have, hide those so that you can't see them. Kayla's going to do lyrics first, and then if we need help, then she can sing. Maybe we'll do a little bit of both.
Okay.
Just to see if we can figure out. Kayla's, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for here. Let's do a real. It's Kayla's Candy Cane Karaoke.
Yay!
Yay! This toy drive starts tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Great.
How many candy canes do you have in there now?
Four house candy canes.
All of them? You got them all in?
All of them.
Well, that's impressive.
Thank you.
So, Kayla, you want to start? Let's start with lyrics.
Lyrics first, okay.
Lyrics first, okay.
Think of all the fun I've missed.
Oh, I got it. Oh, should we make it a competition?
Sure.
Buzz in, Chet.
You have to buzz in with a Christmas character.
Okay.
Rudolph.
Okay. Oh, okay. Mine will be Heat Miser.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I'm going to get you on and change it. Okay, go ahead.
Did you know it already?
No, I didn't.
Okay, go ahead. Go again.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Think of all the fun I missed. Think of all the fun I missed.
Rudolph! Rudolph!
Yeah!
Rudolph, for the love of God, Rudolph!
Rudolph, go.
Santa baby.
That's a good guess. Yep, that's right.
Santa baby, ladies.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree.
Oh, is this the old one?
Me.
The older one?
This Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, it's the Eartha Kitt.
The Madonna
as opposed to the Madonna one not yeah. being the old
Santa
one.
Baby.
Which.
Right. Yeah, no, this is the old one.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Okay. At Christmas party hut, mistletoe hung
Rudolph!
Where you can
see. I remember where my buzzer was.
Rudolph! Rudolph!
Shit!
Is it Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree?
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
That's where this game's awesome. Got a little that's something
was,
yeah. to it.
That's where it was
That's
supposed to
where
be.
This game's got a little something to it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, you just want to sing along with candy canes in our mouth?
Yeah, that, was, that was like, that was yeah, the candy cane karaoke. Sing along with the music.
I thought it was a contest. Have I ruined the bit?
No, it's still fun.
Here, wait, let's do more.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Now she's, the bit's ruined.
Yeah.
Let the world have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
I love the hip swing.
Oh, yeah, no.
So awesome.
She's into it.
There's been candy cane depreciation. We need to add some more candy.
Caleb,
oh, yes.
Caleb put on red lipstick today, so she's feeling sexy.
With drool coming out of her mouth.
Yep.
Not just
but
drool.
But her breath is fresh.
No. Peppermint drool.
Yeah, not just drool. Candy cane drool. Merry Christmas, everybody. Okay, so what?
Give me another one.
Okay. Well, no, you give us another one.
Okay.
No, we were just combining all the bits.
Okay. Jingle roll.
Heat miser.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What? That's right?
Uh-huh.
All right, get ready. You ready? Here we go.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell. Jingle
bell. Option. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It looks like she got punched in the mouth. It's like when you're watching a movie and somebody got punched in the mouth.
It is. Creed 2.
Yeah.
Like a Quentin Tarantino movie. It's just like everywhere splatter.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh,
that was totally worth it.
Oh, and there go the candy canes.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pee my pants.
It was like.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. I got to be honest, in the interest of safety of all involved, that's probably... Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kayla's Candy Cane Karaoke!
The Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 LJC.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.